The Huntington Railroad Historical Society is named after Collis P. Huntington, a major investor in the Central Pacific Railroad, which, along with the Union Pacific, built the nation's first transcontinental railroad. Mr. Huntington also helped connect the East Coast with the state of Ohio by rail in 1873 through his control of the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway. The city of Huntington, West Virginia, where the Railroad Historical Society is based, is named after him. I asked Chris Lockwood about the Historical Society and what it does.
The Railroad Historical Society was founded in 1959 by a group of citizens in Huntington, West Virginia, and continues to grow every year. We have a railroad museum on 14th Street West and Ritter Park in Huntington. We have our office building on 8th Avenue in Huntington, and then we have our railroad shop facility also on 8th Avenue, just down the street from our building.
How many members do you have?
We currently have 300 members active in the society.
Does your society have its own railroad equipment that you take out and use on a fairly regular basis?
Yes, we have three private railroad cars that we own and lease out. The George C. Davis is our coach. We just got online this year. We also have what's called our Braddock Inn and our New York Central 38 lounge cars.
And what equipment are you going to be using on the upcoming Greenbrier train trip?
We'll be using the New York Central 38 lounge car. We'll be hooked to the rear of the regular scheduled Amtrak train, the Cardinal.
Tell me a little bit about this upcoming trip.
Well, the upcoming trip on the train is due to the fact that on June the 20th, the state will turn 150 years old, and it's part of the sesquicentennial celebration that will be going on all week as an activity.
And for those who want to take the trip, what are they going to see and where are they going to go?
The route will traverse our regular route that we take on the New River train. We'll be going through the entire 65 miles of the New River Gorge and then up through the Greenbrier Valley to White Sulphur Springs. The trip itself is about 200 miles one way on the train. This is one of our one-day trips. The car will actually stay with the train to D.C. The passengers, once they get off, will have a buffet luncheon, bunker tour. They'll have time at the casino, shopping, and then they'll be boarding a motor coach for the return trip.
Each fall, the Collis P. Huntington Railroad Historical Society offers a one-day fall foliage excursion from Huntington through the New River Gorge to Hinton, West Virginia. Among its other activities, the Historical Society sponsors a model railroad show each March at Greenbow State Park in Greenup, Kentucky. With a postcard from Cabell County, West Virginia, I'm Steve Hirschberg.